It is Driving Beats in the Afternoon. Hi, I'm April, and we've been talking about it, and that is the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Lima Live studio and office, and that is happening at Meeting Place and Market in downtown Lima. Part of the festivities is a concert with KJ52, and we have him on the phone line. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Are you at home?
I am at home.
Okay.
Nice to hear from you guys.
All right. So you're in Florida right now?
Yep.
So we're talking to KJ52, and of course, you're going to be part of our ribbon-cutting ceremony next Thursday at 7 p.m. But aside from hanging out with us, and you'll have to deal with our weather, haha, you've been busy, and you've got a new book and new music coming out. So tell us about your new ventures.
It's just something on the bucket list. I mean, I've thought about doing a book for a long, long time. I just couldn't really figure the angle or how to pull it off. And then everything just sort of fell in line this year. It was the last thing I really wanted to cross off the list. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's very uniquely me. It's not a biography. It's not necessarily topical about anything. It's essentially a collection of real stories that really happened to me that you would kind of start a story off by saying, well, what happened was, and so that's kind of why I named the book. It's just always good to put out new music, so got with a young producer and decided to do an EP to go with it. And then, you know, my fans are awesome. They've crowdfunded almost everything I've done for the last couple of years, and so I think I'm close to 90% on it funded, which has been the fastest I've ever done anything.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you have like an ETA as far as like when the stuff is going to come out?
Well, this isn't by accident. I'm going to do 5-2 for the backers. And then I'll probably drop the actual project nationally, you know, just for everybody. And then probably a few weeks after that for Amazon. And I'll be honest, I'm brand new to the book world. I really don't even know how that works. I just know, you know, anybody can publish something on Amazon pretty much. So that's the kind of beauty there. But this was really meant for the fans first. That's kind of how I do my stuff. I do, you know, the most intense fans first and then kind of take it from there.
Well, that's all right.
But yes, 5-2. It's hard to forget. It's on 5-2.
On 5-2. Okay, we will remember that. So super excited to be able to partner with you on your new venture. So as far as some of the new music, can we expect that with the show?
Maybe I'll try some of the songs out. It's funny, I saw you guys comment on my Instagram.
you saw that, did ya?
Dumb spoof song about Chick-fil-A, and it was like, does this really fit the project? And the beauty is you can go right to the fans and be like, what do you think? Well, I threw it up there. Everybody was very much like, yes, you must put that out. And then Chick-fil-A actually just commented on it. So I'm like, well, I guess it's a wrap. But it didn't do. So, yeah, maybe I will try out some new stuff. I mean, I'm literally just finishing it up, so you have to take it for what it is. But why not, right?
We're willing to be guinea pigs, totally. And, you know, when it comes to food, especially Chick-fil-A, we're, you know, I mean, even though we're not, like, from the South, especially from the state of Georgia, we still are pretty passionate about our Chick-fil-A. I mean, to the point where there's probably about 4 or 5 Chick-fil-A restaurants within the greater Toledo area. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yes. So, yeah, we're pretty passionate about it.
Lord's chicken.
Jesus chicken is what we call it.
I thought I was the only one that did that.
No, you're not. So, yeah. Okay, well, if you want to try that on us, we're totally cool. If you want to go with some old favorites concerning food, you know, that you can't go around with Gimme Dat, you know, it's about Mountain Dew.
I never set out to be the food rapper. I don't know why this keeps finding me. I guess I'm just the only one that will actually talk about it.
I guess you're just hungry all the time, and you're willing to talk about it.
Apparently. Yeah.
You know, and then there's, what is it, the cheeseburger fries or whatever and Coke?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, that's like, the song was coming up on almost 20 years ago. Like, I'm still amazed that song haunts me to this day. You know, it's the things that I put zero effort or thought process into that tend to rocket to the moon. I don't know if this is a reflection on my own innate sensibilities or those that are rocking with me, or maybe we're all just juvenile. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I guess, you know, for all intents and purposes, I've just never separated any part of my personality from my music, so you kind of get a little bit of everything.
I think that's why people like coming and seeing you perform, is because it's like you are what you get. And, you know, I think at least with our listening audience, especially, you know, when you're talking about Gen Z and millennials, they want realism. Yeah. So
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. We're talking to KJ52. We're talking about his new music that he's coming out with. And we saw another thing on Instagram, too. We're going to take a little bit of a... We're going to go from silly to serious. So it's like, all right, everybody, get ready. Hang on to your hats, because we're about to, you know, pull the rug out from underneath you. So we just saw this on your Instagram about a song called Depression Nap. Can you divulge more into that? You're willing to... I mean, you shared it on Instagram. You're willing to share it with our listeners?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
cool.
I have no problem. Well, honestly, I hit a real low financially, career-wise, and it's been a couple years. It was a couple years ago, but I think it almost took a year to get through it. Basically, a couple ministries, a couple organizations that I worked with for years essentially just went bankrupt. And, you know, with a full stop like that, they usually tend to owe you money that you might be working off of. In one case, it was a ministry that had booked me for the next couple months and canceled everything 2 weeks before it started, which essentially leaves me in a lurch because it's not, you know, I make my living off shows. So that basically puts me, you know, I didn't get paid. I didn't get any of the money there. And another one just went completely bankrupt. And so, you know, you really tend to, you just have to figure out what's going to happen. So, yeah, I found myself just falling into this cycle of, rather than dealing with it or working through it, I was just taking these quote-unquote depression naps throughout the day. And, you know, I realized that before it was even happening, I was like, man, I'm doing this, and I'm not even realizing I'm doing that. And it's becoming this place where I just don't have to feel or don't have to think. And it took me a good year of just fighting through that to get through it. And, you know, like anything, if you hang on long enough, it can turn around. I know there's other people out there that this is not just something they go through. This is something they go through every day. You know, several family members that deal with it. And until you've actually walked through that darkness, you know, you don't know what it's like. And so I said, well, I'm going to write a song about that period of time. But rather than writing it about myself, I'm going to put it in the other person, as if I'm writing to the person. And yeah, that's all it really came through. And so, you know, some of the EP hits those really dark subjects, but simultaneously, you know, offers hope. I mean, we're kind of in a generation where we don't really necessarily want to offer answers. We just want to talk about the problem, which might be the first step, but it isn't the most healthiest thing. You know, misery loves company, but that's not necessarily a good thing. So yeah, that's really what that song is about. So
would you say then, like, the idea of your EP is maybe to tackle these subjects, but at the same time have some resolution to it? Or, you know, maybe down the road have, you know, a follow-up project that has more resolution? Like, where do you want to go with that idea?
Yeah, you know, it's not like there's one theme that runs through the record. I really just tend to stockpile ideas, and then when it comes to making the music, then it's like, does this track work for that? And then I go from there. So, you know, my initial idea was to make songs about stories in the book, but that just tended to be too vague and too limiting. So I realized music and the book is kind of, they're similar, but they're different. So there's always hope. I don't ever just end with the problem. So I try to make some sort of hope in the story, and then just take it from there. You know what I mean?
Sure. Once again, we're talking to KJ52. He's going to be part of our Lima Lab studio and offices ribbon cutting ceremony next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Is when the actual concert gets started. But some people might be able to break some bread with you. And last check, I think we had 4 VIP tickets left.
Nice.
Good stuff. We're going to get random for a minute, if we can, with you, because why not?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Why not?
So I don't know if you knew that today is National Music Score Day.
No, I had no idea.
Sorry. When you're looking for show content, you look for all sorts of weird things. And so we have a couple calendars that have like the national holidays and like these weird obscure holidays. So music
That's
score.
Awesome.
And so we are posting for my show specifically. We're giving our listeners a choice of 4. Now, if I give you the choice of 4, you could tell me which one is your favorite. And if you don't like any of them, then you can always tell me which one is your favorite beyond that. So you ready?
Okay.
Sure. So your choices are these 4. Either Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Jurassic Park, or Indiana Jones. Who had the best movie score?
Oh, man. I'll be honest. Star Wars is just so intertwined with my childhood. I mean, that's so iconic. It's such a low-hanging fruit to say that one.
It is.
I'm going to go with Star Wars. I mean, look, I don't think there's any more iconic. I don't know if it's the best, but it's certainly the most effective. You throw that on, anyone immediately reacts.
That's why we kind of chose the ones that we did, because, like, we have such a range. I mean, obviously, you know, our listening audience is, you know, youth and young families. But, you know, you get start getting into the age of myself, and I'm Gen X, and I think you're Gen X, too, you know. And it's like, you know, and then beyond that, the boomers and stuff like that. We have some boomers that listen to us, and I think everybody knows that, so.
Yes. Yes, but for me, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it's a score as much as it's a soundtrack, but The Breakfast Club is my close second.
Dude, yes.
I'm a big movie score guy, and I don't know if the John Hughes movies, like, even though he picks songs, those stuff for is like a score.
Dude, you are like, you're my people. Yes, totally, John Hughes. Like, I could like watch John Hughes films until like the cows came home. Yes, totally, yes. Yeah, so
bring the cows.
Yeah. All right. Now eat more chicken, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
all right. We are talking to KJ52. He is going to be joining us for the Lima Live Studio and Office's ribbon cutting ceremony next Thursday. You can check that out on our website. YesHome.com. Hey, KJ, before we let you go, a new song that we've been playing is Flex. Can you give us some insight into that song, please?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the songs from the EP. Again, if you listen to my verse, I'm kind of talking about coming out of some of that mess. And it's not really about, like, oh, look how great I am, I'm about to flex on you. It's more about just saying, like, look, take the stuff that's thrown at you and, like, use that for fuel. Use that for, you know, to propel yourself. And that's kind of just what I'm talking about in the verse. Like, finna say, had it all, didn't pass. Something. I'll be flexing on them, but it's never about the cash. Blessings that I have can't be counted by the things I have. But, you know, that's basically it.
All right. Well, we're going to play that for our listeners. Hey, thank you so much for taking some time out to hang out with us today. And we will see you next Thursday.
Appreciate you guys.